Did you belong to organizations?
And the one that I belonged to, you know, in my young days, and an old man used to come every day collect. That's what they do, either a dime or for a month or a week, I don't know. But for long, long years, I belonged to the Hadassah, maybe 40, 45, or 50 years. And I belong do a lot now for the Pioneer. What did you do with the adopted babies?
Sorry.
I have three babies that I adopt, and we have a big lunch once a year. This year it was the 25th of April. And other lunch, and I adopt. So I have three babies up there.
Is that through Pioneer Woman?
Yes.
They sponsor them.
Mm-hmm. And now but I can't work. I can only give the few dollars. But I can't. I wasn't at a meeting for maybe a couple of years. I'm older than that.
Nobody expects you to go unless you can.
Huh?
That's all that's expected of you. What kind of, excuse me, what kind of impact did the Depression have on your family?
The Depression? Not much. We had always had what to eat. I was never poor since I married.
But did it affect your store in any way?
Oh, a lot of people, we trusted them, call out right, and they never paid. We had a man that owed over $200. He didn't have it. He used a nice call-out man. I remember he used to say, he wanted to my husband, if you want to stop giving me, don't give me. I have no money. And I think he was a carpet now. He had no voice. And my husband said, milk and bread, I'll never stop you. And that's how my husband used to say. When they started to sell the Israel bomb, two women came here, Mrs. Klieger and another woman. And my husband said, buy. If they come to the house, buy. It was $50 a bomb. And if they come to the store, I'll buy. And if Israel will be a state, we'll get it back. And if not, they're Jewish. If you have a few dollars in the house, buy.
When did they start selling the bonds? Do you remember?
My husband is dead 21 years and a few years before they started to sell the bonds. And he once bought the bond for Israel 50 years. And that they never paid it. Just that place where he bought went to nothing. He could never collect. I think I still have the receipt.
He died in, what, 1955?
Yeah.
No, mm-hmm. I don't know. 1955. Five, after.
Do you remember anything about Prohibition?
Prohibition? Yeah. A lot of people used to make whiskey in their own houses and sell it. And were arrested.
What, neighbors?
Huh?
Your neighbors?
Some of them were in Savoie. Yeah.
Don't mention names. Yes.
No names. You know what? All those people are dead that did all those things.
Well, you were here before the, well before the First World War. Do you remember what conditions were like during it?
Yes, I remember.
Would you tell us a little about it?
Well, if you ask me, I can.
Did anyone in your family have to serve in the armed forces?
The Second World War,
First World War, yeah.
Eddie, one of my cousins, but he said no. But not my children. My children were little.
Did any of them serve in the Second World War?
My son. He was away from home for 4.5 years, and I was it there. But thank God he's alive now.
Was your family ever active in politics at all? Your husband interested in it?
My husband.
Oh, tell us about it, please.
But I don't know what I can tell you.
Whatever you remember.
He was the judge of the election of several years. He was the judge of elections for several years.
That's right, the judge of elections. He was a smart man. that people used to ask advice, not for money, you know, just like we talk now. He was a good, smart man.
What party was he with?
Democrat. He was a Democrat.
What were the differences between the way you were raised in Russia and how you raised your children? Life was easier here, I'm sure.
Ah, yeah, but we were not poor in Europe, neither. We had a cow, a garden. A cow, you have milk. And things like that, we were not poor.
But your, did your village most, what was your village like, do you remember?
A very little town. A little town. The Jewish people got along nice, neighbors, relations.
Did you have much problem with the other Russians?
No.
And what, you had a cow, probably raised chickens too?
And fresh eggs, and ducks, and all these things. We were not poor, but still people like to come to America, because for Jewish people it was not good when we had a Kaiser. But now, no Kaiser, not a million times for it. When we had a Kaiser, people weren't supposed to go to like to a college, to things like that. That was about Jews, everything was restricted. When I came here for a long time, it was hard for a Jewish person to get into college. But now everything is pretty good.
Okay, tell me something about your children's lives.
Well, I really don't know what my... I have a daughter upstairs. She has two daughters. One is married. And one is still single. Sheila Levine, maybe you met her someplace. No. And the older one is married to a doctor. And they live in McMurray, Pennsylvania, near Washington, a little Washington. And he works in the hospital, my grandson. That's the older one.
What's their married name?
Heather. Dr. John Heather. That's the grandchild.
Yeah, I know.
That's my granddaughter. And the other daughter is not married yet.
All right, and is, what, Cyril works for the
State Employment Agency. Pennsylvania State Employment Office.
And you had said he went to Pitt?
Yes.
Yeah.
Where did he go to grade school, do you remember?
Yes, Rose. ROSC.
Law school?
And he went to Pitt and Duquesne. He went to Pitt and to Duquesne when he came to
He went to Fifth
service.
Avenue High School.
Oh, yes.
Fifth Avenue and then to Pitt. Both boys and the girls too went to Fifth Avenue High School.
Has he always worked for the government? Has he always worked for the government?
Yes, he all.
He had jobs, various jobs
in
the years.
He worked a little bit
State
in
liquor stores for, he worked in various things through the years, I can't tell you.
Okay. And but where Ehrenberg, they used to call it hell. And voluntary service, everything. Yeah. But now they call it something else. And I just don't know.
Did he go to, did you all three go, all four of you go to the same grade school?
Yes.
And a Fifth Avenue
yes.
High School.
They were all good. They didn't give me no trouble like children give now. Now it's better.
Mother was very strict with us.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about what you remember about your childhood?
Yes, we were brought up under supervision, a great deal of supervision. We had to be in at a certain hour, and we made sure we were in at a certain hour. We ended up, we had enough food, we were always well-dressed, and different than the kids are today, which I tell you.
Do you have children?
Unfortunately, We're still trying. I'm never bring up as far as that goes, but no.
Do you remember any family vacations when the children were younger?
Yes.
Vacation?
Mother would go to her family, and we'd all drive along.
In Massachusetts?
Yes, yes. We used to go. I had parents, and I'm telling you, five brothers and a sister, and that was their vacation. We used to go there and go from Pittsburgh to New York. And we had excursions those years and travel the whole night. And then take a boat and go over to Massachusetts to New Bedford.
Oh, you went from New York by boat?
By boat. No more.
In the whole night, from 7 till 7 in the morning. And then my brothers used to meet us, and that's for their vacation.
It's a ship.
Did you ever go to Emma Farm?
Yes, but Mother didn't like me at Emma Farm because she got the... It wasn't exactly a summer vacation because of the beds were brick. Oh, the thing's cold.
What do you think about Pittsburgh today with what it was like when you were younger?
I really wasn't so much killing and stealing in my ear. And for the colored people, nobody cared. I remember near the police station. Colored man was laying in blood like a river, and nobody even looked at him. Why somebody should pick him up? Maybe he was still alive. I don't know till today. You know, a colored man, and they ran away. And the colored people now on top of the world. That's the big difference. And I used to pay a colored lady $1.50 a day, and she used to work 8 hours or more. And then went up to $5 a day. I work. Boy, now.
We've already discussed a little bit about what you think, how you think Jewish life has changed. Do you have anything else to add to that?
I do have, because now they do a lot for the Hebrew schools, yeshivas. You know what a yeshiva is? In New York they have a big yeshiva, and in Cleveland and everywhere. And all the young children go, and when they were little, it was what they called a cheder, a little school with an old teacher. Now the children, I have a lot of nieces and nephews that keep going to be rabbis, to be something. Yeah. Now it's a lot more Jewish people care for Jewishness than they did those days. Maybe they couldn't help it, they couldn't pay, they had nothing.
Did your girls go to Haider too?
Haider and yours.
No,
here, did your daughters go to Haider too, or just the boys?
Just the boys.
The boys. And didn't you have went to Haider school someplace?
No, I just started now for a year or two, but very little.
There was a Sunday school in Ironcote Settlement, that's why you used to go.
We all went to Sunday school.
At the Irene Kaufman Settlement.
And yeah, those years, Irene Kaufman Settlement was good for the whole Jewish neighborhood. But I passed by, the building is not there, nothing is there.
What, tell me how many, what kind of activities they had there besides the Sunday school?
You could take dancing lessons. Miss Waldheimer was a dance teacher. Am I right?
That's right.
I guess you could go for Hebrew, everything. Especially for the green people, I guess they had school.
Yes, but you
learned.
That's
right.
But you went to school at home. Mother used to take American Asian lessons, English lessons, from one neighbor to the other in their own homes.
Oh.
That's how she
I forgot Miss Stone was her name. That was also maybe 50 years ago. And they taught us how to, they used to send that teacher to the house for the old, I wasn't all those years, to learn us how to read or how to write, and we all know a little bit. But now the people that come from Russia, they know more than we do. In Russia, you've got to be educated. I read it in a paper, and I know it. A lot of them come over, and they've been helped here in America wonderful. The family Ginsburg, he is an engineer. Do you know?
No.
And, of course, the Federation brought him over. But he's a very educated man from Russia, and he got a job, and his boyfriend, and that Shirley and her, my son. Did you hear about it? They do everything just for this couple. And then she came with a nice little girl, and the girls play the violin sometimes. You see her on television. And here she, when she came, she was pregnant. She had a little boy here. And my son Aaron saw that she had a, you know, the, what a moral is. They didn't even know nothing in Europe. They weren't allowed to do anything. They knew that they were Jews, but after they find out that they are Jews, they were sent out. And he lost his job, he lost everything.
You had said that you get the Meals on Wheels. What other benefits do you...
Do I have for...
From
I'm
you, Julia, for...
I don't need nothing, I can pay. But the Meals on Wheels, I do pay $10 a week. Do you want to show the lady the package?
Yeah,
you see the package?
Well, tell us about it from your point of view. We have...
Why do you get it?
I like everything they send, but they send each time, three times a week, for two meals. Like today is Wednesday, it's for Wednesday, and Thursday tomorrow. Then Friday, again, I get the same package. I take it apart and I see what's fit to put away, the soup, the sugar container has.
What do the packages consist of?
Do you want to see it?
No, I want you to tell me.
But bring...
All right, they just want to
know. I'll tell you, there is a container with three compartments, a little bit of green peas, a little bit this, but a big piece of meat sometimes. Chicken, sometimes turkey, and then if they have, I'm religious, if something is milky, it's marked on my package. And I get soup, and I get sandwiches, every package has a sandwich. Let her look in, that's good for her.
It's good for her. No, but this that, just wants you to...
What, they send enough for lunch and dinner
yes.
for each day?
Yeah, for each and breakfast, I, of course, everybody who has what to eat, it would be too bad to wait somebody to send you. I'm not poor, but I'm old and weak. I cannot cook, so that helps me a lot.
And you make the arrangements for it through the UJF. They handle the...
Yeah, I told you who
Nancy
did
Frank.
It for me. Nancy Frank. Sometimes if I don't like something, I call Nancy. I'm not allowed to eat salt. I get sometimes a salami sandwich. I don't eat it. I find that either I throw it out. I have enough. If something I don't like, I get along without it.
Do they, are special diets available on it for people who would need something like that?
And mine, it says no salt. Sure.
But it just wants to get your idea, not to see what it is.
But it happened that they're here in a day that I got it. Tomorrow,
well, we can
see
it when we're done with
it. I want her to have an idea.
Ellie, do you have any questions?
No, you're looking. I don't know what this is.
It's
not soup.
Looks like soup.
Okay.
Some grapefruit juice, some cookies. Well, bread's for dinner and the sandwich is for lunch.
Everything is clean, wrapped up.
An apple.
And an apple.